that's what happens.
Yeah.
Dwight joins us now, in fact. Dwight, we were just kind of talking about this. Chattanooga just came out of the locker room, really both halves. You guys came back in the first half and had that two-point lead, but I thought that stretch opening the second half was a big key. Where did it get away from you tonight?
Yeah, I definitely thought the second half for sure. I just thought we didn't sustain the defensive intensity that allowed us to have a lot of success in the first half. And you got to give credit to Chattanooga. They're a real good team, obviously, coming into our game. They're, you know, operating at the best offense in the league, where we weren't far behind them. But overall, I just thought the beginnings of each half, first half and second half, I thought we were on our heels way too much, especially on the defensive end. And against a really good team that's really dangerous with a lot of weapons, you can't expect to have success. And I just thought overall, right, the fact that they scored, I think they shot, you know, close to 73% on twos is very indicative of how on our heels we were.
Sensing any frustration with your guys? Because it seems like it's, you know, I don't want to say any steps backwards, but, you know, great performance on the road, and then you come back home and just not what anybody wants. Are you sensing anything frustration-wise from the guys?
I mean, I'm sensing a group of guys that obviously want to win. They're frustrated about losing, for sure. But I just think, you know, you get to this point of the year, right, Chattanooga's a really good team. So if you're not operating at a high level, right, just an average or above average level is not going to get it done.
Yeah.
The first 20 minutes, again, it wasn't perfect. Again, we talked about how the first 4 minutes of the game we were kind of on our heels. But we were able to gather our bearings a little bit. And I thought we started to take the fight to them, which is why we went into the half up two. And I just thought we kind of reverted back in the second half. But again, when you keep giving really good teams like Chattanooga those type of punches, it's hard to continue to counter and to, you know, keep coming back like we did in the first half. It's hard to do that in the second half. And I thought, you know, we dug ourselves too big of a hole. Our guys kept fighting, you know, was really proud of their fight. But I just thought overall that there was a 6-7 minute stretch in the second half that we were just really, you know, not to be repetitive, we were just on our heels too much.
Yes.
Uncharacteristic of us.
Certainly gave it everything you had at the end and got it down to about a 6-point game, but they took over, hit their free throws, and that's where we are. Can you take any momentum from that heading to Mercer on Saturday?
Well, I just think the biggest thing, you know, at this point in the year, right, you're now 23, 24 games into it, regardless of, you know, how this game played out. We have a blueprint and a recipe for what works really well. We know what Wofford basketball is about. We know what it looks like and what it feels like and what it sounds like. And regardless of how much of the game today we did that, we didn't do it enough and at a high enough level. And we already know what that looks like going into Mercer. And so we have to get back to that. Because, again, Mercer is really good. They're not going to feel sorry for us. They're well coached. They have, obviously, an abundance of talent as well, and we're going into a hostile environment in Macon. And like we told our guys, at the end of the day, no one's going to feel sorry for you for losing this game. You got to, you know, get sleep and wake up ready to work and ready to have the mentality that we got to get a win on Saturday.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you down in Macon on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Dwight Perry joining us post-game, and Tom.